On NBC's Today Show this morning, Arizona Senator Jeff Flake said that even though on the Senate floor yesterday he denounced President Trump as a danger to American political norms, Trump is supported by a majority of Arizona voters.
In terms of unfit to hold the office, the voters made their choice. He was elected fair and square.
And in tweets this morning, President Trump said Flake, who announced his resignation yesterday, had, quote, zero chance of being elected. Well, let's hear from Phoenix. Casey Kuhn is there. She's a reporter for KJZZ. Hi there, Casey.
Hi.
So first of all, let me ask you, what was the reaction amongst Arizonans to Senator Flake's speech yesterday?
So it was definitely a surprise, but also not that big of a surprise. I think a lot of polls had shown him behind Kelly Ward, who's a Republican facing or was going to face him for his seat. Just a month ago, he had Marco Rubio come out here to Arizona to help raise fundraise for his campaign. And it wasn't that long ago that he was pretty adamant about being able to beat Kelly Ward. And then also the Democrat who was the leading contender to fight for his seat, Kyrsten Sinema.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So perhaps he was looking at an uphill battle toward reelection. But of course, you know, he had a full year in front of him before election 2018. I'm also seeing that the Hill, for example, the newspaper had called him at one time the original Tea Partier. So what's really changed for Flake?
So Flake is seen as a very traditional conservative. He has very traditional values, but he's also someone who says he might not fit in with the current Republican Party. And that also kind of means he's just part of the Washington institution as a whole. You can add to that his recent book where he did criticize Trump and other conflicts with his party leaders. And that just kind of led to Arizona Republicans looking for an alternative, especially if you're on social media. You'll see a lot of people commenting that this is a great thing for them because they want to see someone who's going to shake up Washington. They want to see someone more like President Donald Trump.
Okay. And so perhaps they see that person in Kelly Ward. I mean, what are her politics? Where does she stand?
So Ward, she's a Republican, obviously, who served in the state Senate. She ran against John McCain in the primary for last year's election. She lost by a pretty decent margin, but she had a high profile. She was an outspoken critic of the Washington establishment. She attacked McCain's age, just someone who definitely had a personality that would fit someone who was looking for someone similar to President Donald Trump. She was just endorsed by former Trump strategist Steve Bannon and has been predicted to win the primary, even when Flake was still running.
Any other Republicans who could throw their hats into the race?
So there's still a lot of speculation. I mean, one analyst I spoke to said we might see someone like sitting Republican congresspeople Martha McSally or David Schweikert. We do know Governor Doug Ducey is not going to run. He tweeted that. There's just bound to be people that are going to throw their name in. It just remains to be seen who thinks they can beat Bannon-backed Kelly Ward.
Right. Okay. So I want to ask you about that because I'm looking at the 2016 Arizona presidential election results, and it looks like Donald Trump carried 49.5% of Arizonan voters, and Hillary Clinton had 45.4%. So, you know, a four-point spread there. But could the Bannon connection to Kelly Ward end up actually galvanizing Arizona Democrats?
I think that's a great question. I think, you know, Kyrsten Sinema, she's seen as a centrist. She's seen as a moderate. And not only could that galvanize, like you said, Arizona Democrats, but could also sway Republicans or independents who maybe feel like Ward is a little too radical. So it does seem possible that Sinema has a shot. And a lot of analysts do say that they think Sinema has a good shot of taking Flake's seat.
Well, it will be an interesting election season in Arizona, no matter what happens. Casey Kuhn, senior field correspondent for KJZZ, speaking to us from Phoenix. Casey, thanks so much.
You're welcome.